This is an audio podcast for the St. George's Fashion Show technical setup. It was recorded in autumn 2010 for the St. George's Fashion Show 2010, but may be used for future fashion show setups. This audio podcast is designed to supplement the material in a text form that should be supplied with the podcast, that may not be finished completely in time for the fashion show, but this podcast should help with the setup of lighting equipment in particular. This podcast is the property of St. George's Students' Union, and the author is Ben Sansom. The website from which this is presumably downloaded is www.sansomnia.com, and you can email me on ben@sansomnia.com or bsansom@doctors.org.uk. The contents of this podcast, associated documents, and website bear no legal connotations on the author. Any actions or incidents relating to activities performed by the listener are the responsibility of the listener or their parent institution or guardian. The author takes no responsibility for any resulting problems, but will take credit for any successes. In this podcast, I shall be going over an overview of the St. George's Fashion Show and the technical requirements of the show every year, and a few of the changes that have happened over the years. I shall be going through the basic setup of the lighting for the fashion show, and how we run it, and also some of our experiences with the problems from the past. I shall also be going into the details of various aspects of the lighting setup, and once we've discussed the setup, I'll then talk a little bit about design and structure, and what you can do with the lights. And this is complemented by the Moncton Access License lecture, which can be found on my website, which also explains some basics. Basic principles of creative lighting design, along with principles of safety and security, which I would suggest that everyone should read in addition to listening to this podcast. This podcast can be downloaded as an entire file or in individual sections according to the various areas of content. You may also note that this podcast throughout may use terminology which is not necessarily the correct terminology for certain pieces of equipment. This is mainly due to me not necessarily knowing what the name of each piece of equipment is as I've used it, but I will try and give a good description, which, if anything, is more useful, of the various cables and such like.